Love those brilliant yellow blooms.
Evergreen, ever blooming.
Screaming yellow, so bright you can see them from 10,000 feet up.
Summer sun only makes them more beautiful.
They're blossoms of golden sunshine.
Drought tolerant, too.
Sunshine Ligustrum.
No wonder they buy so many.
People love them.
Just one example of what's waiting for you.
And everything to keep them beautiful.
Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Alive in living color.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday.
Good Saturday morning. And like they said, this is Sandy, and I am sitting here with our Home Show Garden Pro expert. This is Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. I love having Anita out here. Thank you for driving east.
I don't mind. I get to see the sunset, sunrise when I come.
Right, yeah. Because you're coming in from Katy,
the west, yeah.
From the west and driving east. So thank you for joining us. I mm-hmm. love having you. I love having all of the experts out. They all have a little special place in my heart. But mm-hmm. I appreciate you being our expert for today. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. And you can reach us. This is a chatting show, a question and concerns about your lawn and your garden. Let us know what successes you're having in your yard. Let Anita help you with some problems. We love to work through those problems and issues. Every question is different. We've got a couple of callers lining up here. So we have Lowell. Lowell, good morning. This is Sandy.
Well, good morning. How are you all doing?
We are doing good. Well. What do you have for Anita?
Well, I've got two questions here. The first is on ornamental kale. Is that good to eat?
You can
eat
it. And
the second one is on an arborist. Mm-hmm. And what qualifies that person to do that job? And is there a certificate or something like that that I can ask to see?
I think a chainsaw is I'm kidding. Yeah, there are some really good professional arborists in Houston. Mm-hmm. One of them used to be is a member of Oba, uh-huh. Yes. And he kind of pretty much runs it, but I forget the name. He is one of the best arborists
in
Houston. I don't remember his name.
But is there any specific training? Because I did some research, you know, on the internet, and it almost seems like anybody could call themselves an arborist. So they don't have to have like an associate's degree or, you know, or a certificate. And so if somebody just says, well, I've been in the business, I've been cutting trees down for 20 years, and that's his qualification. I mean,
I would ask if they have a degree in horticulture.
Okay.
That's a good start, because I see a lot of really bad practices of arborists in Houston.
Well, yes, ma'am. In this time of the year, a lot of the folks are coming around, and all they do is want to take the chainsaw out and just start whacking away on your trees.
Exactly.
And that's not right.
No.
I mean, that's the worst thing you can do for a tree is to over-prune it.
Well, if they have a horticulture degree, they would have had some talk about the proper way of pruning trees and shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would check with that, and I'd also make sure they were insured.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a
big one.
That's with any home improvement, that's for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like I asked earlier, the ornamental kale, mm-hmm. is that good to eat?
You can eat it, yep. But most people don't.
Okay, because I have the ones that they're reddish, uh-huh. and they're huge. They're about half the size of a soccer ball.
Yeah.
And they're going bananas.
And they'll grow right through the summer. They won't look pretty. But most people yank them out and grow something else.
Okay, do you cut off the lower leaves on that or the upper ones?
The lower leaves. And then it just gets taller and spindlier and uglier looking. But if you wanted to do that, you can do that.
Okay, very good. I appreciate your help.
All right. Well, good luck on the arborist. And I would also talk to neighbors and look to see what that tree trimmer has done.
Does OBA have a website?
Yes, OBA does have a website. It's OHBA online.com, I believe. OHBA, it's OBA. And it stands for Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, so OHBA.
Yeah.
They might be a good resource for an arborist. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely, yeah, that's something you don't want to risk, you know, because once they've made the mistake, it's too late. So, well, Lowell, thanks.
Yeah, and one thing, too, that I learned is that, I mean, these folks, first of all, you know, they'll try to treat the tree with chemicals, you know, for like termites or something, rather than the other guys out there, all they do is want to cut it.
Mm-hmm,
so,
right.
I mean, that's something that you know, people need to understand, too, when some of these guys proclaim to be an arborist, okay?
Right. We've got to be careful of cutting and chemicals. So
yeah.
Thanks for that reminder. Well, Lowell, yeah. Good luck.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. This is Home Show Garden Pros. When we return, we'll talk with John, and we will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333. You're listening to Encore Performances of the Home Show Garden Pros.
So we just had Lowell on the line,
mm-hmm.
and you found out, Anita,
who's the Arbortrue.
Arbortrue,
yeah.
Is the arborist that that's involved in mm-hmm. OBA and reputable. Great.
Right. He's probably the best arborist in Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arbortrue.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully Lowell will hear that and write that down. But he had some good advice for us, too, so mm-hmm. to remember about our trees and taking care of them. And we have John. Good morning, John. What do you have for Anita?
Good morning, Anita. I have cherry tomato plants. I grew from seed, and they're about 18 inches tall now. When do I need to start fertilizing them? How much and what kind would you recommend?
You can fertilize them now. You stop fertilizing when they fruit. And I would just recommend an organic fertilizer such as MicroLife 624. I think he also has a vegetable one.
He does.
It's the 864, I believe it is. It comes in the blue bag. Yeah, use those. But it's getting late, and it's getting hot. Once it gets hot, tomato plants will make flowers, but the flowers will not. They won't get pollinated. And they just won't produce fruit once it gets hot.
Are you seeing any of the tomatoes on there yet?
Yeah.
Oh no,
yeah,
they're
okay.
not even close. I've seen one or two blooms,
mm-hmm.
but I lived in Houston for a long time and listening to you guys all the time. Now I'm in Austin.
Oh, wow.
Been here about 4 years, but I listen to you guys all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, maybe the weather is probably the same there and here. It's not much difference, I wouldn't think. But it is hot, yeah. So,
yeah.
But, and just follow the directions on the bag.
Sometimes yeah, well, it's
like
easy.
Maybe I fertilize them. I put too much and I burned them.
You can't, yeah.
Year.
You can't burn them with MicroLife fertilizers.
It's yeah, MicroLife is very, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's magical. And they have very specific ones. Like Anita said, there's mm-hmm. a fruit one and, you know, he's got different compounds, the humates and just the regular fertilizer. And you can use the 624 on the grass too, Anita?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can use it, you know, it's not just for your tomato plants. So.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That goes to my next question. I have one short, I have St. Augustine grass. Is triple 13 bad or should I get the MicroLife to do the St. Augustine?
I would get the MicroLife, especially at this time of year as it's getting hotter. Then you don't want to use a chemical fertilizer on your lawn because then you could burn it.
Yes.
I doubt it, though, actually, because they fly crop dusters. But I don't, I would definitely, you can't go wrong with MicroLife.
Yeah, no. It's good stuff. Yes. It really is. And you can use it in so many different places so it doesn't go to waste.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And water it in, Anita, like if he's using it on the St. Augustine.
Yeah, and if you have dogs.
They're going to like it.
They're going to like it, so.
And it won't hurt them, but it does change the color of.
Does it? I don't know.
Yes, it does. So don't panic when there's dark.
So we don't have any such. That'll be one less problem. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I have to lock up our husky when I put out MicroLife mm-hmm. because she'll follow me around and literally I'm throwing it out and she's eating it. So I have to lock her in a room where there's no windows.
Yeah.
Now, of course, she senses it and smells it. And so it takes a couple of days, you know, once I water it in and stuff for her to sort of forget. But it's hysterical.
I deal with the same thing.
Right. You've got some big puppy dogs, too. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Anita, we have Tony on the line. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for listening. What do you have for Anita?
Good morning. I have a gardenia question. My gardenia froze back when we had that big freeze, and it's come back, and it's beautiful. It's got lots of leaves and lots of buds, but it's almost came back like a starburst. It's not like a central shrub anymore. It's just long, lanky limbs with a bunch of leaves and flowers on it towards the ends more. Is there any way I can prune that to get it more of a shrub again?
Absolutely, yes. Anytime you prune, it stimulates branches to come up in the lower areas.
So should I cut it back all the way? How far should I cut it back to get it to do that?
I'd love to have a picture of it, but how tall do you want it to be?
Well, eventually, probably 2 to 3 feet. That's its maximum height, and that's about what it is now, but it's just... Like I said, it's just kind of floppy. There's branches here and there, everywhere.
Yeah. And does she do it now, or does she wait until after the blooms?
That's up to her. I definitely wait till after the blooms to enjoy those. But I would just cut it back. Let's see. Probably, without seeing, it's hard to know. I would look at it, and I go, okay, is there a lot of growth down there at the bottom, below those long, lanky branches? Then I'd cut it back all the way. Mm-hmm. But if there's no growth coming out at the bottom, then I'd cut it back maybe halfway.
Got it. All right. I'll do that. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Now, should Tony be feeding that gardenia at all right now? Or like when she trims it, is there any risk of needing to feed it more than if you hadn't trimmed it?
As long as you use MicroLife, you're okay. Because if a plant needed the fertilizer, it's there for it.
Okay.
And
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good call. I've got two gardenia plants that are looking really fluffy, so I haven't inspected the blooms yet, but I'm excited about those. And I was surprised they came back. Like I said before, Mother Nature is pretty impressive because sometimes I think, oh, my goodness, I'm just going to pull it up. Don't be patient.
I know. I'm waiting on a shrub to come up that came up last year after the freeze. I'm hoping it's that powder puff plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has nothing on it right now?
There's nothing there, but it came back last year, so.
Okay, crossing the fingers. Yeah. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we have Sherry on the line. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I had a question about azomite. I bought some online, and I was wondering if that was a good idea, and can I use it on all of my shrubs and tomato plants?
Absolutely. It's good stuff.
Tell us, what is azomite? I don't know what it is.
I pronounce it azomite, but maybe I'm wrong. It's a kind of, it's a type of fertilizer, but it's really mostly minerals.
Oh.
And so it's really great to use in your garden because it'll replace, just like John Ferguson's remineralizer.
Okay.
And I actually use both of them. I mix the two of them together.
Nice.
When I fertilize. But since I started using both of these products, some of my plants that I grow for Nelson's that were always floppy and weak stems have strong stems now.
Nice.
So absolutely use Azomite. And you can get it at our Home Show Garden Pros. You don't have to buy it online.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So Home Show Garden Pros, and they're all over the city.
Yeah, and we started using it and growing our water lilies, and we noticed a difference in our water lilies as well.
And
so.
Is it a spray? Is
no,
it a granule?
No, it's a granule.
Mm-hmm. A granule.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And what are you going to be using it on, Sherry?
Well, I was going to use it on my tomatoes. I have two tomato plants, and one of them is seems a little weak. It's light green, and the other one is nice and dark green. And I was wondering if you can overuse it or whether you can put it down every 3 months or...
I think it's pretty organic, so I don't think you can overuse it. But I'd also look into with the light green, if it's a light... yellowy green, that means there's a lack of nitrogen in the soil, and you may want to put a put some microlife on it as well that has nitrogen
okay.
in it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for listening, Sherry. Good luck with that tomato plant.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, it sounds like she's on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always, it's always fun to learn something new from a listener. And then you added great information on there. That's good to remember, you know, because your plants are talking to you.
Right. And as John Ferguson says, our soils are lacking a lot of minerals because of, you know, farming. You know, in Katy, you're living in a home that was once in a rice field. And so the minerals have been taken out of the soil. So.
Right, and changed.
And changed. So you put them back in with remineralizer and Azomite.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, the plants talking to you, you had mentioned to her that, oh, yeah, when the leaves are yellow, that might be low on nitrogen.
Yes.
So, you know, and if you're not reading your plants, the Home Show Garden Pros can help you read it, any of them, either calling in or writing in or visiting the locations. And it's homeshowgardenpros.com. You can find out where they're all located. But I am sitting here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we are Home Show Garden Pros, and we will return after this.
These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources. With the hot weather upon us, we got some great deals going on. We got a full selection of the summer annuals, tropical hibiscus. We have a lot of the perennial native plants from coreopsis to coneflowers. Even some I saw up there a couple of days ago in the chocolate flower just smells like rich chocolate when it's in bloom. The fragrance is wonderful. So we got a full selection waiting for you. Right now is also a very good time to protect your lawn with compost, do some top dressing, and make sure your beds are mulched. People don't realize when soil temperatures get above 70 degrees, the water you put on it goes to keep the plant cool rather than to help the plant grow. So it's imperative to have a good thick layer of mulch on your flower beds and a half inch of compost on your lawns to keep them looking lush and green all summer. We're still cleaning up, expanding the nursery. We've been adding more display gardens, adding different species of plants so people can see them in bloom. Of course, our picnic area, we have there still open for people to come out and just have a picnic lunch back here in the shade and enjoy the beauty of the place. So everybody's welcome. Bring your pets and your children. We're located just off the intersection of Interstate 45 and FM 1488. Go east from I-45 two blocks. You'll see our sign and come on down into the nursery. The Nature's Way Resources Nursery is open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday. So please come on out and give us a visit. We'd love to help you. And now back to Sandy and Anita.
I also love Nature's Way Resources. He's so correct. You know, I mentioned earlier about field trips, and going to any of our Home Show Garden Pros is like a field trip. And Nature's Way Resources has 42 acres out there, and great information he just gave us about reminding us about the mulch in the gardens. I forget about that. You know, it's not just fluff. It's not just for looks. It's to help keep the soil nourished and cooler. Right.
And discourage weeds.
Discourage weeds. And then the compost. He reminded us about the compost. So great reminders. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we would love to hear from you at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And we have David. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Excuse me.
It's okay.
A couple of years ago, I went organic with MicroLife, and I tell you what, my yards never looked better. My next-door neighbor, he's still using synthetic, and it's not looking. You could just tell we got our yards mowed yesterday, and mine is just looking, the grass is so healthy looking. And
Good for you. Great.
So it's worked out great. My big fear is my other next-door neighbor, they don't take care of their yard, and it's getting so hot already. You know, when I use synthetic, I had chinch bug issues, and I'm just wondering what should I do to prevent it or if it starts showing up in my yard.
What is it, Mike? Healthy soils, healthy plants.
Healthy people.
Healthy people, yes. I don't think your chinch bugs are going to be a problem in a healthy lawn, especially when they got an unhealthy lawn to go visit where they can chow down on that lawn. Yes.
Okay, just leave it be. Just let it roll, huh? Okay.
And keep feeding yours. Now, you know what I did, Anita? I don't know if this is good or not, but I was kind of worried about the same thing he is.
Yeah.
A decade ago before I had any clue about what to do with my lawn. But I did know it needed to be fed. So when I would get sort of between the property line, I sort of sprinkled like past mine.
Yes.
Because I thought to myself, well, maybe if I feed a little bit of his lawn, then it won't, you know. So,
I'd do the same.
Yeah, that's what I would do too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. So, well, you know what? You're raising the bar. That's so exciting that, you know, people notice it. They really, and it's not it's not for kudos for you. It's for, you know, you want a healthy lawn and it's easier to maintain. Have you found that out yet?
Yeah, I mean, it seems real healthy. I mean, a guy down the street about six houses down, I was going by his house the other day, and he was outside. I go, man, I said, your yard never looked so good. He goes, well, I started doing organic like you did. I go, wow.
Oh, yes.
Great. Maybe we need to have you do an ad for us.
You just I would do it because I'm a firm believer in this stuff.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. And I'm kind of new at this. And I love to see the results. And even better, I know it's healthier for my lawn. It's healthier for my animals. Mm-hmm. You know, because when I see those trucks spraying chemicals on a neighbor's lawn, I just cringe. And as paranoid as it is, I won't let the dogs walk on it for a few days. You know, I'll kind of avoid that. So good job. That is so exciting. What exactly are you using on the lawn?
I'm using, you know, I'm trying to think, the green bag, and then I'm using UMates Plus. I'm using both of those. And then the 624, the green bag. I also throw that on our ground covering and our shrubs and stuff. And I'm telling you what, they've never looked so good.
Yeah, I like the MicroLife because you can use it. You can kind of sprinkle it everywhere.
I'll toss it everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. And like John Ferguson's remineralizer, you can do the same thing, right, Anita? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You can toss that.
Okay.
You know where
I also go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I also sprayed the bushes with a MicroLife, and I'm not home now, but I think it's an orange label, and in the spring I spray those too, and the bushes look great. So,
yeah,
I would never go back to synthetic.
Yeah, no. I'm not sure what the orange label one is because I think the liquid seaweed is a green label, and I use the liquid seaweed, David, and it's magical.
Okay.
Now it's more of a like an immediate, and Sherry tells us to spray it on the leaves, so you don't need to worry about, you know, spraying the roots, but on the leaves and on the grass. And I do that probably 3-4 times a year, and you'll see an immediate like perk up. It's just you know an extra vitamin. And the Humates, I don't know if you noticed on the Facebook page for Home Show Garden Pros. I had a city leak in my front yard, and they had to dig it up. And they dug up, you know, the beautiful St. Augustine that was just coming back from being dormant, and I had just fed it. And so I had this big pile of clay. It is amazing what is underneath our grass. So I called Peter Nelson, and I said, hey, is there anything I can do before they put the sod down? And he said, Sandy, sprinkle Humates Plus on there, because what I didn't realize with the Humates Plus is he says it breaks down that clay that our poor grass is trying to grow on. So the Humates, you're right, is a great product. So hopefully I'm getting a head start before they plant, put the sod down.
Yeah, interesting fact. I live in the Woodlands, and there's a Woodlands magazine that comes out every month, and they recommend in there stop using synthetic fertilizers and go organic. So,
okay,
there you go.
The orange bottle of MicroLife is the Biomatrix.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. I haven't used that one. So. I'm going to give it a try. It helps make it more acid, it looks like.
Yeah, it works. So I appreciate everything you just told us. I've learned over the last couple of years, and it's paying off. So I'm a firm believer. So thank you very much.
That's great. Well, good luck. Thanks for the call, David.
And the affirmation.
Thanks.
Yes, I know. I love that ad. I've gone organic. That's great. Well, and I feel like sometimes, you know, there are suggestions that the pros have to give when there's something that you've got to spray with a synthetic. And I know Joey's very careful about telling them how to do it. You know, I mean, he even talks about, you know, pulling out a weed and sticking it in a Ziploc and really containing those, because the widespread spraying of synthetics is not good for any of us. So, you know, we're going to do our best on organic, and we're going to make our healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We'll return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You are listening to encore performances of the Home Show Garden Pros. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We have Jacob on the line from Monterey Lawn and Gardens. Hi, Jacob.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, we've got a hot summer here that has just jumped on us. What are some of the problems that gardeners are going to be facing during this hot summer?
As you get into the heat of the summer down in Houston, your insecticides are really limited on what you can use because of heat restrictions, especially on the organic side. Our horticultural oil differs from other products on the market because it doesn't have heat restrictions. And it works on aphids, mites, and scales, and the other soft-bodied insects. And you can also use it as a dormant spray in the winter with fungicides, some of those overwintering insects.
So, Jacob, that horticultural oil sounds great, like a very good product that we don't need to worry so much about the heat resistance of it, like you were talking about. But what about ants and pests in our lawn?
So we have our Monterey Garden Insect Spray, which is a spinosad product. It's Army listed for organic gardening, and it can be used to pour right over the top of ant beds or spray, and it's going to kill those fire ants that are in your yard. And it also is going to work on your chewing insects and stuff like that that do damage to the leaves of the plants, like aphids.
Great. Okay. Well, and we are seeing evidence of that for sure. Now, tell me again, Jacob, it's the Monterey Insect Spray?
That's correct.
For these and other products, you can go to MontereyLawnAndGarden.com. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Good morning. I am here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here to find out what's on your mind when you look out your window on your patio and your landscaping and your lawns. And up next, we have Esmeralda. Good morning.
Good morning, my green hand ladies. How are y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, Esmeralda.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
Unless you want to say Esmeralda.
Ooh, that sounds much prettier with the twirl of the tongue. Well, I can relate to mispronouncing names because my last name gets butchered all the time, and it's all right with me. But anyway, good morning. Yes. What do you have for Sherry?
Well, I live out in the country, and I've got a neighbor that's got about 20 cats.
Oh.
How do I keep her cats from using my flower beds as their cat litter box?
Oh, that's a tough one. So there's several things that you can do on a smaller scale to try to deter them with the types of mulch that you use. If you can find pecan shell mulch, That would be great because they don't like to step on it. I have found pine needle mulch great in my flower in my vegetable garden. Once you get a nice thick mat on it, they can't dig in there, which is nice. Another thing you could do is there's a product called Repels All that lists cats on it. If you can break the habit of them going into your flower beds by repeat application of the Repels All. And when I say repeat, every time your sprinkler system goes on, you're going to have to reapply until you can break that habit. Once they are like, I don't like to go there because it smells bad or because I can't dig and do my business in there, then they'll go find another place to go.
Okay, sounds good. I adore the cats. They're beautiful. She means well, but it's just there's so many of them that it's like.
Yeah, they're a little out of balance there. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Also, another question. I've got a collection of elephant ears, different types of elephant ears that I've got, including the black ones and stuff, the teacups, stuff like that. When they start to bloom, once they start to die off, the little blooms, do I take them off or just let them go? Are there seeds in there or what's in them?
Yes. That's how they will reproduce a bulb. So when the flower is done, go ahead and cut it all the way down to the base.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not seeds. Very seldom do I see them produce a seed, but they can. They can produce a seed. Problem is you don't know what you're going to get when you are able to germinate the seed, and a very low germination rate.
Right. I know they're bulbs and stuff, but I didn't know what was actually in them, if I should save them or cut them off or what.
I would go ahead and cut them off because that's not really why you're growing them to reproduce that way. So,
okay, great. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for answering my questions. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And Sherry from Plants for All Seasons is here to chat with you and answer your questions. We are going to return. When we return, we'll talk with Gary and Doug right after this.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros. These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them, and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full-sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. Summertime is right around the corner, and it's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
And Gary, we have got you on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, just a quick question. I have a Pride of Barbados plant that's really nice, and it's flowering, but it's also starting to put out seed pods. And so I thought it'd be pretty cool to plant my own seeds and create my own plants. So do I wait until the seed pods dry and they turn brown, or should I go ahead and get the seeds out now and put them in some kind of growing soil? And
nope, I would let them naturally go brown on the plant. If you want to try to encase them so that you don't miss them with something like a mesh or a pantyhose or something like that, just so that, you know, sometimes they'll open and then the little seeds will disperse and you'll miss it, the opportunity. But so you need to let it happen on the plant.
Okay. So let the pod open up itself and then, and then maybe help it along a little bit, or try to catch them as they come out.
Yep. Catch them as they come out and get them, situated in the container you want them to grow in.
Okay, and they seem to have like a pointy end, not a pointy end, but like it has like a little point on one end of, do you plant that down or up, or just lay it flat and then cover it?
You will actually get the seeds that come out of it. That's
right,
just,
I mean,
it looks like a bean pod. The seeds themselves, yes, the pointy end down. You got
it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, great. That's what I need. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, good luck on that. Sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
And I love it. We have quite a variety of callers. We've got Doug is on the line. So, Doug, good morning. What do you have for us?
Good morning, ladies. I got a question about honeysuckle.
Okay.
I want to try to bind. I have a couple of 4-inch pots that a friend gave me, and I want to bind it into a chain link fence. So how far apart do I plant them, and do I plant them at ground level, or do I raise them up a little bit? Just, is it too late to plant them now?
No, you can plant them now. Just don't what's your water regimen going to be? Are you going to be able to hand water them?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and get them planted, I would say, at about 6-foot lengths apart.
Okay.
And wind them as much as you can just to get it started on the chain link fence.
Okay, I'm trying to do that, yes.
Yeah, and then plant them where the soil in the pot is just slightly elevated.
Okay, okay.
And then mulch around it.
And separate the roots out and make them more spreadable?
If it's a little 4-inch pot, they may be pretty root-bound. So just depends on how long they've been in that little pot. You find that it's root-bound, then yes, break the roots up a little bit.
Now, okay, Doug, well, did I understand you're going to plant them in the ground or in pots along the chain link?
In the ground.
In the ground. Okay, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun. I have got some honeysuckles in 3 pots along an ugly fence, and I am winding them up. I'm not quite sure what you call it, a cattle guard kind of I have up against the fence. And Sherry is so correct. Get out there, you know, pay attention to it, because you'll get growth quickly.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll grow out in the wrong place. So I'm just sort of training it. Is that what you call it, Sherry? Sort of training. I'm pulling those branches up and kind of winding it as much as I can. And then I'll go back a couple days later and make sure that it's understanding where I want it to grow.
Yes.
So good luck with your honeysuckles. Those are going to be beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you, ladies, and you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too. Yes, and the smell is also wonderful.
And the taste.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you put the honeysuckle in?
Well, no, you just pull the flower, and you can. You never did that as a kid?
No.
Oh, yeah. So you can drink the nectar.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's just a nice sweet little taste.
That's
like nature's candy.
Nature's candy. Oh, yes. I love that. Well, just one more thing for me to grab onto in the back. I love walking by my little herb garden. I mean, I've got the lavender and the sages in there, and I just rub them and smell them on my hands. It's just wonderful.
Yep.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we will talk with Bill.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers, healthy soil.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday.
Playing in the dirt isn't just for kids. With Landscaper's Pride and mulches and soils, you can literally feel that it is premium quality and locally sourced. We talk a lot about local, and it matters. Landscaper's Pride has topsoils that we have all learned is perfect for patching and leveling your beds or your lawns. Their black humus is 100% aged pine, composted and screened. It's really good for amending our existing soils and raised beds. Their potting soils. They've got potting soils, and Gardener Magic is a wonderful mixture with black humus and soil conditioners. It's also got a slow-release fertilizer, so it's perfect for your beds or potted plants. For healthier, fast-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. You can find them at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Learn more at homeshowgardenpros.com. And we have Bill. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. I have a comment in reference to the problem the lady had with cats in her flower bed. A neighbor of mine had the same problem some years ago, and he had a huge sweet gum tree, and he raked up the balls from the sweet gum tree and put them in his flower bed, and he said that ended the problem.
Yes.
And I don't know how many sweet gums he had in his flower bed later on, but
right.
He said he didn't have a cat problem anymore.
Yeah, so anything that you can make it uncomfortable for them to walk on would deter them. So that would be perfect. Sweet gums, if you have access to that. And like I said, the pecan mulch works great you can find that. Yep.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for the tip.
Thanks for the tip. Thank you, Bill.
Yes.
You know, I also remember we had gotten a question from homeshowgardenpros.com about rats.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something similar? No totally
not at all.
Different.
Rats don't care.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that rats tend to be a bad problem in vegetable gardens.
Mm.
And unfortunately, you just have to find an exterminator.
Okay.
Because the only thing that's going to take care of a rat is going to be some other predator. So an owl or hawks, but hawks usually come out during the day. The owls are more at night.
Okay.
And if you don't have an active owl population because you live in a new neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of trees, then that's not going to be sufficient. Or if you can get a cat that stays outside all night.
That's right.
Right.
Right. But then we have the problem
then
of the cat.
Then we have the problem of the cat.
It's the circle of life.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
So if your rat population gets so bad that you can't grow vegetables, then we need to put it back in balance.
Right.
So that's when you would call the exterminator in.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great term, is the balance.
The balance.
You know,
because we need a little bit of all of these critters.
Right.
But sometimes when we can't go about our daily business.
Right.
Because everything's out of balance, then we've got to.
And last week, Danny and I, or Joey and I, talked about ants.
Uh-huh.
And that's sort of similar, you know. Yes. I mean, if they're a threat to pets and kids, and
you can't enjoy your yard because you have so many ants,
right? You know, you just have to get to that point.
Yes.
But anyway, but thank you for that reminder of balance. Mm-hmm. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, and we have Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, the question is this. I've talked to y'all before about my trees and stuff. I have an apple tree that's a third-year apple, and it has about 15 apples on it now. That's all there is. But I'm very proud of that. But something's gotten into them, something bored into it. I guess I didn't, of course, I don't care to put any type of chemicals on it. I didn't read up enough in time to be able to look like salvage all the apples. Only like two of them left. Do I need to cut these apples off since they're bored into them already?
Yeah, I would go ahead and remove. If you can reach them, go ahead and remove them. Because sometimes what happens is, you know, it could just be some kind of little worm that bored in, ate a hole, and then left. But that fruit is going to rot. Or it could be some kind of beetle or weevil that has laid its eggs in there. And then when the fruit falls, the larva goes into the ground, and then the problem keeps reoccurring from year to year. So we do want to remove and keep it clean.
Okay. Yeah, because the apples are not big enough yet.
Okay.
But, again, that's okay. They actually bored into every one of them.
Oh,
and I read online where to do a little bit of a solution with, anyway, I guess what I need to do is, what do I need to do to prevent this for next year?
You need to get a good orchard spray and start spraying it from the time that we get just the petal break, like right when you start to see the flower petals come on.
Then
we can do repeat applications about every 7 to 10 days with the orchard spray. And orchard sprays will be something that's safe to use on your plants to get them to that fruit stage so that and even after fruit stage so that we can take care of any bugs or fungus during that delicate period when these insects typically invade.
Okay, so that would be something I would spray the whole tree, the bark, the leaves, all with?
Yep, you got it. The whole thing, and about every 7 to 10 days until your fruit is formed and growing and everything looks happy.
Okay, and the other question I have, I think I spoke with you about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. My plum trees have not flowered yet. Have yours? Or somebody said that they didn't have any flowers on theirs yet.
Mine don't.
Yeah.
And I don't have a plum. So I wonder if they were...
They're very healthy.
Do you think they were about to bloom before that last freeze that we had?
I believe so. I don't know. But again, I'm okay with it. I mean, I have plenty of trees to deal with. I mean, I have like 27 trees.
Yeah, I just wonder if it was a timing thing this year, and so it's not going to end last year, too.
Now, is yours fluffy? And I mean, mine has, it's full, and it looks like a great tree.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very healthy.
Yeah,
very,
but no fruit. So maybe you and I just missed it because of the freeze.
Yep.
And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
But all those apples, cut them off and just discard them, get rid of them, right?
You got
it. And just try to go on for next year, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you all so much.
Have
a great day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Terry. And thank you for the reminder about that orchard spray.
Yes.
You're right. We should have started that earlier.
Yeah.
Although
it's just,
my apples
so
are looking
many,
okay.
Yeah, there's so many different insects that we don't realize that are even there.
Yeah.
Because you don't see them.
Right.
That can get into the fruit.
Right.
So if we can do some maintenance spraying to try to prevent that from happening.
Right. And your other point was, once the bugs or worms or anything gets on it, get rid of them. Don't let them drop and reinfest.
Because that just reinforces it for next year.
Right. Okay. Yep. Great reminders. Thank you for that call, Terry. David, you are on the radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about vinca. When I plant my vinca in a fixed bed, they usually wither. They die pretty quick. What am I doing wrong with that?
Well, without seeing them, I'm just guessing. Where are you buying your vinca to start?
I'm buying them at the big box stores.
Okay. So there is a disease called Phytophthora that vinca is a host for, meaning it will the pathogen exists in the soil. If you put a vinca in that spot where the pathogen is, which it just exists everywhere, it can take hold of that host, vinca being one of them. So there's new varieties called Cora and XDR vinca, which are more resistant to that disease. That's if the disease is your problem, which if you're buying from the big box stores, most likely they're Pacifica or Titan, which are just regular varieties of vinca. They're not disease resistant. So I'm thinking that's what's happening. If it's time after time, you're putting them in that spot and they just look like they're shriveling up, like you're watering them, but they're just shriveling. And if you look at the stem where it goes into the ground, usually it's dark and sunken in, and that's the pathogen shutting that vascular system down.
Where can I buy the type that you were recommending?
Where do you live?
We'll say near Inwood Forest.
Inwood Forest is
south. Is that south?
That is near Antoine and T.C. Justice.
Okay, so you're not too far from us. We are, if you took Antoine to 249 and head north.
Yeah.
So just Plants for All Seasons, we have them. We only carry the disease-resistant type. Mm-hmm. So when I say that, plant the disease-resistant type, but still prepare your soil. Put good compost there because you do have the pathogen. And if the pathogen is in such high amount, even a disease-resistant type can succumb to the pressure of the disease. So put some good compost down when you plant them. Get them planted. Put a little layer of mulch down. Water them in, and then let's see if it takes effect.
I appreciate that very much.
You bet. Good luck. Thank you.
Great. I was going to ask that, too. If he's had sick plants in that same place and he puts in the good, healthy plants.
They may or may not be able to withstand it. So we just want to give them the best chance, the best opportunity. Mm-hmm. When the pressure is really high for fungal growth, let's say we get into Harvey-type rainfalls again, then it's like you may get it even on a disease-resistant one. They can withstand higher amounts of the disease. Right. Yeah,
but of course, your advice then again to put some healthy soil in there.
Some to help
stuff.
Fight it.
Okay, to help fight
you
it.
You got it.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, and I have been here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, and we will return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Sherry Hera is our garden pro expert here today from Plants for All Seasons. And we have had a plethora of phone calls and great input from Sherry. I love, Sherry, when you give us the whys.
Aww.
Because it helps us understand. And we're learning. We're all learning, whether you're a master gardener or just trying to figure things out. It's fun to do it together. But the whys are so important. And I think that's part of the magic here.
Yeah,
at Home Show Garden Pros. So we've talked a lot about tomatoes and grass and watering.
Mm-hmm.
And you just told me, I said, well, what about some color for the summer? And you told me, well, Sandy, you're still going to have to water them until they establish.
Yeah. Well, because you had specifically said drought resistant.
Yeah.
And so in theory, that sounds great, right? Let me put some drought resistant plants in and I don't have to water them.
No.
But nothing is, and it's not resistant. Nothing is resistant to drought, but more tolerant
there
of
we
it.
Go.
But we have to have them established. Nothing's drought tolerant until it's established. Well, Larger things could take 6-8 months to establish. Small bedding plants, there are some things that are drought tolerant, like vinca, for instance.
Like you were talking
once
about.
Once it's established. Now, small bedding plants can take 2 to 3 weeks to get established.
Okay.
With that smaller root system.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be vigilant early on to get them established to that point where you can back off the water a little bit and then they can thrive.
Okay.
So vincas, pentas, coleus.
Okay.
And those are all great drought tolerant once established.
Color. That would be nice. And it's sort of a short period of time when we've got to get those watered. It's not like planting a new crepe myrtle that we're going to have to water that a little bit
for
more.
For several months.
Yeah, several months to get it established. You can do it.
Yeah.
You can still plant one. But the color, we still need to stay vigilant. And I need to be careful about saying tolerant because you're right. It's not tolerant. It's more.
No, it's not resistant. It's not tolerant.
It's not resistant.
It is tolerant.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will tolerate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You got it.
So vegetables.
Uh-huh.
We're going into June. We're harvesting any of our small tomatoes that are just not quite red yet.
Yep.
So the blush, we're harvesting those. What other veggies can I be putting in now in June?
Yeah. So you can still do squash, cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Think about getting, if you want to do pumpkins, especially with kids and grandkids, you typically plant those June, July timeframe so that you have a pumpkin ready.
Okay.
In October.
Seeds or plants?
Seeds.
Seeds
right
for the
in
pumpkins.
The ground.
Ooh, fun!
Seeds and right in the ground where you want it to grow. Think about winter squash. We plant that in the summer so that we have our butternut, our acorn, our spaghetti squash, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You can do peppers when it's hot like
this.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially
peppers are
spicy
fun.
Peppers like it hot and dry. And I say dry. You still have to do watering,
right?
But you can let them dry out between watering. But the hotter it is, the hotter your pepper will be.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Like when I go up to Chicago to visit one of my girlfriends up there, her jalapenos, big, beautiful jalapenos out of the garden, taste just like a jalapeno without heat.
The
and
flavor's
here,
there, but
our jalapenos.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
You
now, when you mentioned the squash, am I planting a seed or am I planting the plant right now?
You could do either or.
Okay.
But, I mean, the seeds come up so fast. So
yeah,
you can do
and
that.
They're really fun. I mean, if you've got family or kids or grandkids, it's so fun to watch that.
Right. And then we got eggplant and okra.
Yes.
So there's several things that, you know, basil is growing like mad right now.
And my cilantro is growing like a weed.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mine bolted. It's done.
No,
yeah.
mine is still happy and tasty. So
good.
Great. Well, Sherry, it has been wonderful to have you.
Well, thank you.
As usual. And
it always flies by.
I know. And then now poor Sherry's got to go start her long day. So this is Home Show Garden Pros.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.